Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Definitely our best open. She owns it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Tuesdays with Tori. Here we go. We have a primary vote. St. Paul and Woodbury are voting in primaries for open house, for open house seats. Now, I forget about all this stuff. Thank God we have Tori, because honestly, it's really hard to keep up.
I know. It seems like we have a special election weekly.
Yes, all the time. So, Tori, tell us a little bit about this one, and what's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, we have written about this before. We've had so many vacancies this year in special election. But yes, two more today, triggered by the November election results. And so in Woodbury, the current or the most recent sitting House rep won election to the open Senate seat held by Nicole Mitchell, who, of course, resigned after she was convicted in the felony burglary case last summer. And then Representative Herr winning the St. Paul mayor's race created a vacancy there in St. Paul. So why the primaries matter, you know, these are both DFL, you know, strong DFL seats, and so they're not going to expect it to be competitive next year. Assuming Democrats do eventually win both, it'll bring the House back to that 67-67 tie. And for the first time in, you know, over at that point, I think it'll be 7-8 months, the chamber will be fully seated again.
Yeah.
Like both chambers fully seated again. So if you're in, you know, St. Paul, it's kind of the district there is like, I think University Park, Mack Groveland, Summit Avenue. If you live over there, go to the Secretary of State's house or parts of Woodbury, the Secretary of State's website, excuse me, can give you the information on where to vote today. And these are low turnout affairs, right?
Like, right.
I would be, you know, I don't want to guess an exact number, but it's not going to be like the whole town shows up to vote. And so just a small number of people get to decide who's their representative in these special elections.
Yeah, we're thinking about the holidays, but we're not far away from the start of the legislative session here. And clearly with the
2 months,
attacks on Governor Walz and the fraud situation, that is obviously top of mind. I can't imagine anything else is going to really move into place is probably the top issue when lawmakers convene.
I think it'll be fraud versus federal impacts. I think that's the split screen you're going to see. You're going to hear Democrats, yes, talk about fraud prevention, but also talk about the effects that everything from, you know, tariffs to if those Obamacare subsidies expire, you know, healthcare costs, federal cuts are having on the state. The Republicans, yes, fraud. you're going to hear a lot about fraud. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, there was, you know, a KSTV poll over the weekend on fraud found, you know, this will not surprise a lot of listeners probably. People think Governor Walz could do more on fraud still. The vast majority of voters surveyed in that survey said that. But they also did not give the legislature good marks either on this, right? The vast majority of voters surveyed also said the legislature didn't do enough to stop fraud or needs to do more on fraud. So it's an election year and the pressure's on next year. Not quite yet. In 2026, it's an election year. Yeah.
I feel like, and I don't know if this is with you, you're a little bit younger than me. I feel like so many people I know are on these GLP-1 drugs, you know, the mm-hmm. Fat Chat, the Ozempic, the Mounjaro, all of them. So now, apparently, why are the surge in GLP-1 drugs, what does Minnesota's employers and healthcare have to do with this? Why is this taxing Minnesota employers? Not actually taxing, but making it harder for them.
Yeah, and workers in a way, you know, these medications, you mentioned knowing a lot of people on them. I know people on them too. They really can transform lives and fix a lot of health issues and make people feel, you know, better about their bodies too. But the high price tag of them is driving up healthcare costs. And so when you see so many people qualifying for, you know, there's often eligibility requirements, whether it's your BMI or different health conditions, and using their workplace insurance to get the drugs is driving up the cost for everybody. And what we reported this week is that the Metropolitan Airports Commission, which runs, you know, MSP Airport, the cost was getting so high for them that they decided to stop covering the drugs for weight management. If you have diabetes or something, yes, you can still get the drugs through your workplace insurance there. Mm-hmm. But it's just one example of, you know, of the cost and kind of the balance and push and pull here. And we did also get data from Minnesota's the health plan that state workers use, that Minnesota offers for state workers. I mean, it's eye-popping surge here from $1 million on these drugs, Ozempic, Wegovy, mm-hmm. these types of drugs in mm-hmm. 2021, $45 million in the first half of this year.
Wow.
And the cost per prescription has actually gone down. Right. Over that time. But it's the number of people using them went from, you know, a couple hundred to almost 7,000. And so you just see as they're coming, yes, there's health benefits, you know, yes, mm-hmm. they're helping people, but there is a cost. And this is debated locally and nationally, too, like how to bring down the cost of these drugs.
Well, that's kind of the balance here, because I would think, I totally understand these businesses saying, hey, this is costing us way too much. But at the same time, you know, we keep hearing about the long-term health effects, mm-hmm. how it's going to dramatically change things, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. you know, the other illnesses and problems, mm-hmm. even like, you know,
and addictions
mm-hmm. and just body problems, you know, mm-hmm. that people face from
wear and tear, knee surgery,
right,
that sort
about
of thing.
How those are going to dramatically mm-hmm. drop with these drugs. We'll see if that maybe the pendulum will swing back towards that.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, you know, that might not help the current employers that much. By the time somebody would have had those other health problems, they may have moved on to a different job. They may be retired or on Medicare or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yes, it is a real balance. And it's worth noting, this is not just like public employees. Like, there are surveys of private businesses saying we're seeing the same trend. We just are able to get the public employee data. Like, if I called up, you know, whatever corporation in Minnesota, mm-hmm. they're not going to give me their health care spending, probably.
Right,
but we can get it from the government. So it's not just, I don't want to say it's like just public workers all using these drugs. But yeah, it is. And, you know, we've seen President Trump has put a big focus on this. They've kind of pressured drug makers to drop some costs for different eligibility that they're going to be offering through Medicare coming up. There's going to be this prescription market where you can supposedly next year get them first, starting at $350 without insurance. So there are pressures to bring it down. And of course, on the horizon, you know, these drug makers are developing pill version of these mm-hmm. medications. Right now, they're often injectable, and some people don't like needles or it's a hassle. Well, you'd think that uptick may increase even more in usage when you can just take a pill. But we'll see. But for now, it definitely is one of those interesting stories of, like, everything has a cost, right? like everything has a cost, including in healthcare when, usage of services, as lots of listeners know from what they've heard during their open enrollment season, right? Like, your employer is probably saying, our plan cost a lot last year, cost us a lot last year, cost our insurance company a lot last year. Premiums are going up. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One factor.
This is a but this is a problem that doesn't need to happen, because you know what? The drug companies are getting so much richer because of these drugs. And if you're saying it went from like 1 million to 45 million in a certain matter of time, they've already made their money back in research and development. So I don't want to hear that R&D, because also these GLP-1s were already on the market for diabetics. It just happened that they could be altered a little and better for weight loss in some people. So the R&D was already done. They had made their money back. I'm just going on a rant about pharmaceutical companies, and you don't have to answer any of
this
story.
You go, girl. Yeah.
But this is just how it is. If the pharmaceutical companies, if we had lawmakers with any balls, and I mean that for women too, they would say, this is you know, public information. You guys made this much money. We know this is totally profit. You need to lower the cost of this for our insurance companies, for our direct to consumer. I don't care how you do it. But figure it out so that the price doesn't go up just to line your pockets, because that's what it is. It's not going to any more R&D. Okay, figure out how to make it in a pill form. Yeah, that's not going to be as expensive as gazillions of dollars every year. So this is on the drug companies. You're getting rich. Now, you're not going to do it out of your own goodwill, your own volition, because they're capitalists. And this is capitalism gone awry. This is when we need policy to step in. We need lawmakers who have a brain and the will to step in and say, this is how the system works. Here's how we stop it. Here's the new bill. Full stop.
What I could say is that, you know, President Trump has been pressuring them publicly and privately.
Good.
And so we are seeing some, and other policymakers, mm-hmm. not just President Trump, you know, we've heard about this from other lawmakers too, but, yes, so there are, you know, people who are calling for these drugs to cost less and pressing. And
yes.
Here in Minnesota, mm-hmm. we had last year a bill that would have required that all insurance plans cover GLP-1s mm-hmm. for weight loss. Didn't pass because there is a cost to the state, even when you're doing it for just, you know, requiring coverage for private plans. But, you know, it's out there. There's a lot of discussions of how do you bring these costs down. And interestingly, you know, one of the last times the president brought this up and said, I'm going to make the price much lower. Stock prices of those companies did fall. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened after that, but just in the immediate aftermath, I remember.
And then they came back up. I invest in pharma.
Most likely,
then they
yeah.
came back
so,
up. We're fine. Yeah,
so.
We're fine. My 401k looks fine. Thank you, pharmaceutical companies. You're fine. You're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but it's quite interesting. And we will be watching, you know, some Minnesota has not signaled any plans to do this, but some other states have gone the other direction and reduced coverage too because of the cost. And so it's always little bit of balance there. But yeah, Adam, sorry, you're going to ask me something else.
Just before we let you go, how much stock do we put in the straw poll, the Minnesota Republican Party straw poll?
Well, so the winner of the straw poll does not always become the nominee, right? And in fact, I think in maybe only one of the last four or so.
More often than not, it doesn't.
So it's early, right? You don't always want to be the front runner right out of the gate. I do think that you see, you know, in the top three or four there, Kendall Qualls, he's run before, businessman, nonprofit leader, House Speaker Lisa Damus, one of the highest profile people to enter the race, you know, despite launching her campaign something like 4 or 5 months after him. Came in second. And then Mike Lindell.
Number three, baby.
And I think that's an important thing because it shows that the conservative, you know, he would not argue with the fact that he has a fair amount of controversy surrounding him. But he is somebody who has the Trump loyalist. He's got supporters in the more conservative base. And so really interesting outcome here. Now, I think it's worth what it tells you more is about the people who didn't do well also. Right. And so when you see, you know, Scott Jensen, the 2022 nominee, single digits over there, Kristen Robbins, chair of the fraud committee at the legislature, not in the top 4 or 5 there. That is, you know, they got to start to show some viability. They could show it through campaign fundraising reports later this year. I think there's other straw poll type things that happen as the caucuses get up and running before the endorsement. But yeah, definitely gives you a sense of at this moment in time, who's near the top of a very crowded field. And that matters to Republicans because if they think they have a shot of knocking out Tim Walz next year, you know, they need to elect somebody who's viable statewide. And a long and messy and chaotic primary and endorsement process can hurt those chances, right? If they're fighting each other, not focused on the governor. And so it is interesting to see, like, who's near the top there. And we'll see how the race evolves. And I think the fundraising reports, you know, for this year, that'll be due early next year, will give us a sense of, like, who's actually getting the money. Because these campaigns cost a lot of money to run statewide.
What are you working on now, Tori?
Well, I'm going to be working on Christmas shopping the rest of the week.
And yes. I like that answer.
Is that an article that's coming out? Your shopping list?
No, I just really need to do it. But I will say in terms of things we're watching, I think as we're on this call right now, Governor Walz is signing a gun executive order. So again, I think statewide kind of commission looking at this. And so just a reminder of one of those issues that, of course, after enunciation, front and center. But will, I think, come back again next year, whether to do more on gun control. We will see if they end up getting the votes to do anything. But he's trying to put that back in the news, of course, after a pretty rough 2 weeks on him on the fraud issue.
Thank you, Tori. Last question. Right. When you go to when you host a holiday gathering, should you be responsible for most of the food, yes or no? Or should it be a potluck?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to potlucks. If you want to do a potluck, you can do a potluck. It kind of depends, I guess, family or other things. But typically when my husband and I host, we do most of the food.
Yeah,
but that's also
that's
because
right
my
answer.
Husband likes to chef and he just likes to cook. He likes to do things. We like to do that.
That's why you host.
But yeah, maybe like a barbecue. It's more like everybody can bring dessert or something. Yeah. But when we host, we provide the food.
Thank you. That's the right answer. Thank you, Tori Vanek from Axios. Every Tuesday, it's 10:51. We'll be back on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.